哦，我愿成为无有。
Oh, to be nothing.
降卑或许会苦忧。
Painful the humbling may be.
但我愿意卧于尘土。
Yet low in the dust I would lay.
好让世人见我救主。
That the world might see my Savior.
这是一条蒙福的道路。
This is a blessed way.
这是一条低微的道路。
And this is also a humble way.
我们在这段日子交通到蒙福之路。
These days we're sharing the topic blessed ways.
我们曾经讲过施比受更为有福。
We talk about it's more blessed to give than to receive.
主叫我们是做一个给的人。
The Lord desires to be a person who is willing to give.
说给人的就必有给你们的。
He said to give, you shall be given.
他告诉我们要做一个怜悯的人。
He wants us to be a merciful man.
我们连续人就必蒙连续。
When we have mercy unto others, we will have mercy upon us.
只要我们做一个能够饶恕的人。
And also, he wants us to forgive.
你们饶恕人就必蒙饶恕。
He said to forgive, and you shall be forgiven.
这是我们走在一条蒙福的路上。
And that is a blessed way.
因为我们所要得着的福就是主他的自己。
For the blessings we will receive is the Lord Himself.
我们只有在他生命的流的当中，我们才真正的蒙福。
Only when we live and walk in the current of His life, then we can be truly blessed.
我想这些主的话都是叫我们摸着我们主他的心到底是怎么样。
And the Lord's words want us to feel what is in His heart.
我们一起来读彼得前书五章五节。
Let's read together 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。这边主的话说，神阻挡骄傲的人。
Here says God opposes the proud.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
But give grace to the humble.
所以神赐恩给谦卑的人，这是一个蒙福的道路。
Therefore, being humbling is a blessed way.
他下面说到，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
Therefore, he continued by saying, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有经历到神阻挡骄傲的人。
I don't know, have you ever experienced the fact that God opposes the proud?
我是经常的经历到。
And personally, I have that experience a lot.
我记得从前在写程式的时候。
I remember when I was a computer programmer.
什么时候我觉得我非常有把握。
Whenever I feel that I'm sure I can do it.
没问题，我可以做出来。
No problem, I'll finish this program.
什么时候我就在那边焦头烂额。
And that is the time I truly suffer.
明明很简单的问题，怎么搞就是做不出来。
Even though it seems to be a simple task, but I just couldn't do it right.
那个 bug 就不晓得在哪里，找也找不到。
I just can't locate the bug in the program.
主总叫我回转到他面前，主啊，我真的发现不能靠自己。
And that's always the time the Lord turned myself toward him and says, Lord, I can't do it on my own.
当我们谦卑下来。
Whenever I humble myself,
当我们向主祷告，
Whenever we pray to the Lord for help,
好像那个问题根本就不是问题。
And you discover it wasn't an issue at all.
主常常在我们生活中叫我们来经历。
Many times God wants us to experience like that.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
To know that God opposes the proud.
他赐恩给谦卑的人。
But he will give grace to the humble.
我记得以前在做论文的那个阶段。
I remember when I was doing my dissertation.
同样一次一次的经历。
Time after time I experienced him.
直到每一次我觉得说我不行了。
Only when I truly feel that I'm not able.
我真的不晓得该怎么做了。
I really don't know how to go on anymore.
我就跟我姊妹讲。
And I will tell my wife.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
每一次都是晚上我们跪下来一起祷告。
Every time we kneel down together at night.
到早上一大早就把问题解决了。
I always am able to solve the problem the very next morning.
很多时候神许可一些的环境。
A lot of time God allows circumstances to arise.
许可一些的难处。
Allow difficulties come in.
常常他叫我们认识到不能靠我们的自己。
So that we truly know there's no way we can just rely on ourselves.
好像我们单单的依靠他。
But solely rely on him.
叫我们真的认识神的心。
To really know what's in his heart.
他为什么要阻挡骄傲的人。
To know why God opposes the proud.
他为什么要赐恩给谦卑的人。
Why he gives grace to the humble.
那我想从这句话我们就知道这个谦卑在神的心意中是这么大的一件事情。
From his words here you know he really think highly of those who are humble.
当我们想到在以赛亚书
When you read the book of Isaiah
他讲到一个明亮之星早晨之子
Here he talk about oh morning star son of the dawn.
这是讲到谁呢？
Who was he referring to here?
曾经是一位这样有能力的一位天使。
It was this almighty angel he was referring to.
他讲到说你何竟从天坠落。
How you have been fallen from heaven.
你这攻败列国的何竟被砍倒在地上。
And you used to destroy many nations. You have been cast down to the earth.
这个明亮之星早晨之子。
God referred him as the morning star, the son of the dawn.
他就是撒旦。
And that was referring to Satan.
他曾经是这样的光明
Satan was such a bright angel
是这样的美丽
He was a beautiful one
但是今天却成了这样的可怕
But then he became someone that was so dreadful
充满了污秽
Filthy
为什么呢
Why
他说因为他心里曾说我要升到天上我要高举我的宝座在神众心以上
Because he had said in his heart I will ascend to heaven and I will raise my throne above that of God
因为他要高举他的自己
Because he tried to exalt himself
他要到北方的极处
He said I will go to the very north end
把他抬到一个地步和神同等一样
And I will uplift myself to the height of God
所以在他的里面查出了不义
Therefore God noticed this unrighteousness within him
所以他坠落下来
So he cast him down
成为撒旦
And to become the devil
弟兄姊妹今天当我们发现说在我们天然的生命的里面
Therefore if we check into our heart in our fleshly life
我们没有谦卑这个东西
You won't find the word humbleness
天然生命只有骄傲
Because in our flesh there is nothing but pride
为什么呢
Why?
因为我们天然生命在堕落的当中
Because our natural life is a fallen life
所有的从撒旦而来
It's coming from that of the Satan
撒旦他就是要升上去他想要与神同等
Satan was the one who wants to exalt himself to be equal with God
但他也因着骄傲被摔下来
And because that pride God cast him down
神要拯救我们
And God wants to save us
他要恢复他的产业
And he desired to restore his inheritance among us
他必须差他的儿子来到地上
That's why he has to send his own son to the world
神的儿子来是的他要成为我们的救赎
Yes, the son of God has come to become our redemption
但是有一件事非常的重要
But there's one thing that's very important
神的儿子要把谦卑重新带回到这个世界
That he needs to bring back into the world this humbleness
原本全世界都握在那恶者的手下
Before the whole world lay in the hand of the evil one
整个世界都被这个骄傲所充满
So the whole world is filled with pride
找不到一个谦卑
You won't see humbleness
所以在神的眼中说没有一人连一个也没有
That's why when God looked down he said There's no righteousness not even a single one
都是被撒旦所充满的
All were filled by the evilness of that evil one
我们感谢主神的儿子来了
But we thank the Lord for the Son of God has come into the world
他是那位圣洁的是公义的
He was the holy one the righteous one
是的他来他就可以来赎我们的罪
Yes he has come he's able to redeem our sins
但是常常我们稀奇为什么主要走一个这么卑微的道路
But many times we're amazed at the fact that why did he choose a humble way
为什么他讲那么多话叫我们看见他永远站在一个最低微的地位
Why did he say all these words to show us he's willing to stay at the lowest point
我想我们来读主的话
If we read the word of God
腓立比书二章第五节到第九节
Such as Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 9
请我们一起来读
Let's read them together
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺的反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式既有人的样子就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上所以神将他升为至高又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名我们看见我们的主他本有神的形象
You see the Lord has the very nature of God
从永远到永远，他就是神。
He was God from everlasting to everlasting.
主说，我与父原为一。
He said, I am one with Father God.
你们看见了我，就是看见了父。
So when you see me, you see the Father God.
所以我们的主，他就是这位独一全能的神。
So we knew our Lord Jesus was the one and only Almighty God.
在这边讲说他。不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But here says, being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
下面我们看见主一路的降卑。
And we saw how he humbled himself all the way.
说到他反倒虚己。
He said he made himself nothing.
取了奴仆的形象。
Taking the very nature of a servant.
成为人的样式。
Being made in human likeness.
像我们每一个人一样。
Just like each one of us here.
他道成肉身。
He became one of men.
儿女既有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
He himself became a form of man because his children were in the form of man.
他说既有人的样子
He said being found in appearance as a man
他就自己卑微
He humbled himself
存心顺服
And became obedient
以至于死
To death
且死在十字架上
Even death on a cross
一步一步我们看见主在这里虚己在这里降卑
Step by step, you see how he denied himself, how he humbled himself.
他走最卑微的一条道路。
He took the lowliest way.
他为我们受死。
He died for our sake.
且死在十字架上。
And the death on a cross.
这是一个最羞辱的刑罚。
That was the most humiliating punishment.
这是一个最痛苦的刑罚。
The most painful punishment.
他被挂在十字架上。
He hung on a cross.
他成为咒诅
He became a curse
成为众人取笑的对象
He became an object that everybody can mock
但是弟兄姊妹当我们想到撒旦的堕落
Think about the fallen of the Satan
撒旦因为骄傲他堕落了
Satan fell because he was proud
但是今天主耶稣他来要胜过撒旦
Jesus has come to overcome Satan
主耶稣不是用他的全能神的能力来胜过撒旦。
Jesus did not come with the power of God to overcome Satan.
所以诗篇第八篇讲的实在是好。
So it is well said in Psalms 8.
神从吃奶和婴孩的口中。
That God said, I will establish power.
他来建立了能力。
Through the mouth of babe.
他是仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
So that I can silence those wants to revenge.
主耶稣是在这样的卑微软弱当中。
And Jesus was in a very weak and humble form.
他胜过了仇敌。
That's how he overcame.
他在彰显一个最大的全能。
And through that, he was able to manifest the greatest power.
撒旦所不认识的。
And that is the form that Satan could not recognize.
撒旦所要的就是要高抬他的自己。
Because what Satan desired to do is to exalt himself.
但是看见这位神的儿子来到地上。
But he saw the Son of God come into the world.
听说在吃奶和婴孩的口中。
Bible tells us in the mouth of babe and nursing infant.
婴孩吃奶的就表示说是一个最没有能力来反抗的。
Nursing babes or infants are the weakest. They have the least ability to defend themselves.
我们看见一个婴孩，你要怎么对他，你就可以怎么对他。
You can do whatever you want to do with the baby.
他好像完全没有能力来跟你抗争。
The baby cannot defend himself.
主耶稣来到地上好像就是这样
And Jesus when he came into the world he was just like that
好像可以仇敌可以任意的来对待他
It's like the devil can do whatever they want to him
主不为他自己来行神迹
And Jesus never performed a single miracle for himself
主又不用他的能力来保护他的自己
And he never protect himself with his own power
别人吐唾沫
People could spit on his face
主没有能力说这个唾沫吐不到他脸上
And Jesus never protect his own face against these spits
没有唾沫就吐在他的脸上
No the spit fell right onto his face.
别人用鞭子来鞭打他。
People whipped him.
主他没有用神迹来保护他的自己。
Jesus did not protect himself with the miracles.
他为我们受了鞭伤。
He was whipped for our sake.
他为我们流出宝血来。
He shed his blood for our sake.
啊，主耶稣他一路的降卑。
And he humbled himself all the way.
但是当他在十字架上说成了。
But when he said it is finish on the cross.
十字架把仇敌掳来羞辱他。
Through cross, he captivated the evil one.
主在降卑的里面，他胜过了仇敌。
Jesus overcame his foes through his humbleness.
下面讲说神将他升为至高。
Therefore, it says here, God exalted him to the most high.
赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
And gave him the name that's above every name.
哈利路亚，因为我们的主得胜了。
Hallelujah, because our Lord Jesus overcame.
他在十架得胜了。
He overcame on the cross.
因的美德他得胜了。
With his great virtue, he overcame.
他能够把谦卑带回到世界
上。He is able to bring to the world again the humbleness.
原本世界上所没有的。
That was something the world could not have before.
我们看见世界上所有的人一切的努力是要把自己高抬起来。
You see, every effort the worldly people do is to exalt themselves.
人说的话是水往低处流，人往高处爬。
People say, you know, river flowing downwardly, but man climb upwardly.
你看见世界就是让人怎么样把自己高抬起来。
What the world is teaching or preaching is to lift yourself up higher and higher.
自己显扬出来。
To show your ability.
但是主他把谦卑带回到这个世界。
But the Lord brings back into the world humbleness.
叫我们认识我们的主他一路是怎么样的降卑他的自己。
We saw how he humbled himself step by step.
他如何那样盼望能够隐藏他的自己。
How he desired to conceal himself.
他如何因着谦卑因着他的美德胜过了仇敌。
And how through his great virtue and humbleness he overcame his foes.
今天我们能够与这样的生命有份。
Now you and I now can partake in a humble life.
这个谦卑的生命今天在我们的里面。
We all have this humble life dwelling within us now.
这个谦卑的生命和我们天然的生命是那么的不一样。
It is so contrary to our natural life.
有的时候我们也说，哎，有些人他也蛮谦卑的。
Sometimes we say, you know, that man is pretty humble.
有的人也说，我有好多的美德，最大的美德就是谦卑。
Some may say, you know, I have a lot of nice virtues. The greatest one I have is that I am humble.
但是有时候一讲到谦卑，人就是好像要退缩下来。
Every time you thought about the word humble, you feel that you need to withdraw.
特别在服事的里面。
Especially when we come to service.
很多人要表现谦卑。
That's the time a lot of people like to manifest their humbleness.
哎，我不行，我不行。
Oh no, I'm not able to do this.
啊，你去，你去做。
Well, why don't you do it then?
把所有该做的事情，他都推给别人。
So that those things that are supposed to be done, they will ask other people to do.
他说：“你看，我是很谦卑的。
Look, I'm really humble comes to service.”
弟兄姊妹，所有的谦卑我们要认识，这是主耶稣基督的生命。
We gotta know this is the life of Jesus Christ.
这不是我们天然人里面所有的。
It's something that our natural life never possessed.
但是这个生命今天已经赐给我们。
But now we have received this humble life from Jesus.
求主帮助我们认识什么是主耶稣基督这个谦卑的生命。
Help the Lord to ask the Lord to help us to really know what does this humble life is about.
因为我们只有真正的认识这个生命。
Because only when we truly understand this life,
我们才有可能走在一个蒙福的路上。
That's how we can be walking on a blessed way.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
God opposes the proud.
下面一句怎么讲？
What's the other?
赐恩给谦卑的人。
But he gave grace to the humble one.
帮我们把这句话，我们再来一起来背一次。
Let's try to recite this.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
But he gave grace.
赐恩给谦卑的人。所以我们必须要认识到底什么是耶稣基督他的谦卑。
So we need to know what kind of humbleness that Jesus has.
我们一起来读马太福音十一章。
Let's read on Matthew 11
29节
29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。第一章二十八节是我们传福音的时候常常用的一节圣经。
And Matthew 11:28 is a verse we quote often when we preach gospel.
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人
，It says all you who are weary and burdened，
可以到我这里来
，Come to me，
我就使你们得安息
，And I will give you rest。”
是的，今天在世界上有多少的人真的就是劳苦担重担。
Yes, there are so many people suffering this world with heavy laden.
里面没有安息。
There's no rest in their heart.
只有一个地方人能够得着安息。
And you can only find rest in one place.
就是来到主的这里。
That is when you come into the presence of the Lord.
所以主在这里呼召人。
That's why Jesus is making out this calling.
凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
Those who are weary and burdened, come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
但是弟兄姊妹，主不只叫我们得安息。
But brother and sister, the Lord just does not only desire us to have rest.
刚刚我们读的圣经节里面，他要我们享安息。
But he wants us to enjoy his rest.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
He said, I'm gentle and humble in the heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
让你们的心里必得享安息。
So that you'll find rest for your souls.
他说我的轭是容易的。
He said, my yoke is easy.
我的担子是轻省的。
And my burden is light.
当我们在跟随主的路上
On the way of following the Lord
我们真的是会发现
Many times we'll discover
我们只有在这个谦卑的生命的里面
Only when we are living in this humble life of His
我们真正的能够享安息
That is the time we truly find rest to our soul
什么时候天然生命出来
Whenever we're in our natural life
什么时候骄傲出来
Whenever our pride lifts up
我们就没有办法享这个安息
That's the time we find no rest
常常我在思想
Many times when I meditate
从学物理的时候就告诉我们什么才是最稳定的
I thought about in a class of physics What state is the most stable state?
当你一个盆子里面放一个球
For example, in a big ball, you have a ball within it
什么时候这个球能够达到一个最稳定的一个阶段呢
When is the time the ball reaches the most stable state in the ball?
它跑啊跑啊跑啊跑啊
It can go up and down, up and down
最后它停在一个最低点的时候
Only when the ball reaches the lowest point
这是它最安息的一个时候
And that is the time the ball finds rest
今天我们神的儿女当我们在走在这条路上
And for us, children of God, when we are following the Lord,
很多时候我们也是高起来，高起来。
Many times we try to reach different climax.
当你一高的时候，里面就是没有安息。
And whenever we stick up our neck, that's the time we find no rest.
没有办法享安息。
There's not the time that we can find rest for our soul.
因为主不在这个高处。
Because we cannot find the Lord at the climax.
因为主永远在最低的地方。
Because the Lord always stays at the lowest point.
所以呢，只有与他一起。站在一起
Only when we stand next to the Lord
有他的样式
To learn from him
负他的轭
To take up his yoke
主说我心里柔和谦卑
He said I am gentle and humble in heart
主就是这样子柔和谦卑
Jesus is gentle and humble
这是他生命最自然的一个表现
And that's the most natural manifestation of his life
那么自然显出来的就是柔和谦卑
And whatever he does naturally he will reveal his humbleness
我们要记得他是属天的君王
Remember he is that heavenly king
他是创造宇宙万有的主宰
And he's the Lord who created all things
没有一个人事物能够与他来相比拟的
There's no way and anything can be compared with him
但是主说我的心里柔和谦卑
But he said I'm gentle and humble in heart
所以我们感谢主
And we thank him for that
主是把这个生命赐给我们
He desires to give us this life
他告诉我们要负他的轭要学他的样式
He said come to me and take up my yoke and learn from me
这样你们心里就必得享安息
So that you will find rest for your souls
如果你今天没有觉得你能够得享安息
If we feel that we find no rest in our heart today
求主恩待我们
We pray the LordThat will give us grace.
与他站在一个最低的地位。
That will be willing to stand at the lowest position with him.
这是一个最安息的地位。
Because that is the most peaceful and restful place.
这是一个最不会受伤的地位。
And that is the position that you are least wounded.
这是最没有一个患得患失的地位。
And this is the place you will not hesitate or worry about gain or loss.
站在这个地位上。
And when we stand at that position,
我们说主，我们是无有。
We'll say, Lord.I'm nothing.
无有
I am nothing.
我们单单侍立在你的脚前。
And all I want to do is to stand at your feet.
我们说主愿意我们卧于尘土。
The Lord, we may become in dust.
世人可以都看不起我们。
People can despise us.
世人可以遗弃我们。
They can abandon us.
但是主，我们卧于尘土。
But Lord, I'm willing to lay myself in the dust.
因为主就是这样。
Because that's where you are.
在这里我们享安息。
Here we have rest.
我们得生命。
Here we gain your life.
在这里我们经历到主怎么样胜过仇敌。
And here we experience how you have overcome your enemies.
如何胜过这个世界。
And overcome this world.
我们学他的样式。
We learn from him.
我们负他的轭。
We take up his yoke.
啊，我们真是享安息。
And that is truly a restful place.
这是主给我们的福分。
And this is the blessing the Lord gives to us.
我们再来读马太福音第五章
Let's read on Matthew 5
第三节
Verse 3
他说虚心的人有福了因为天国是他们的当主耶稣在马太福音第五章他讲到天国的律例
And in chapter 5 of Matthew, he talked about the principles of his heavenly kingdom.
在这边他讲到八福，或者有人说是九福。
He talked about eight, some people say nine kinds of blessings.
那第一个就是说虚心的人有福了。
And the first blessing says, blessed are the poor in spirit.
第一个就是虚心的人有福了。
The very first blessing talks about those who are poor in spirit.
那虚心或者讲说灵里贫穷的人有福了。
Those who are poor in spirit.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
为什么讲说虚心的人有福了呢？
Why does it say here?Blessed are the poor in spirit.
我想今天站在一个虚心或者灵里贫穷的地位上，
If we stand at a position to be someone who is poor in spirit,
我们才有可能承受国度所有的福分。
Then we are able to take in all the blessings of his kingdom.
今天要进入这个国度，
In order to enter into his kingdom,
不是看外面的，
We don't look at things we have outwardly.
不是看你有多少丰功伟业，
Not to see how much achievement you have had.
要进到国度的里面只有一个点，
There's only one way you can enter into his kingdom.
神看你的生命是不是属于这个国度的生命。
The Lord has to check us out, see if we have the life that belongs to the same kingdom.
所以他讲说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我们读马太福音十八章第三节第四节。
Let's read on Matthew 5 verses 13 and 14. 3 and 4. 3 and 4.
马太十八章。
Matthew 18, sorry, verse 3 and 4.
说我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。当时是门徒来问耶稣，
At the time disciples approached Jesus and asked,
说天国里谁是最大的？
Who is the greatest in your kingdom?
奇怪，门徒们就喜欢问这样的问题。
And disciples like to ask questions like that.
他们就想知道谁是最大的。
They just want to find out who's going to become the greater one.
到主耶稣都要钉十字架了。
And at the time that Jesus was about to be crucified,
门徒还在那里争论谁为大。
His disciples were still busy finding out who's going to be greater in your kingdom.
我想这实在是伤主的心。
I think that really hurt his heart.
但是也看见说在世人的里面没有这个谦卑。
But also that proves to us there's no humbleness in this world.
门徒可以三年半在外面来跟随主。
Those disciples followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
到最后他们还争论谁为大。
But till the end they were still arguing who's supposed to be the greater one in his kingdom.
在这边门徒也在问，在天国里，在天国他要问说谁是最大的。
They want to find out in your heavenly kingdom who is the greatest, Lord?
主在这里叫一个小孩子来，
And so the Lord asked him to get a child,
站在他们当中，
to stand right in their midst.
主说我实在告诉你们，
I tell you the truth,
你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，
unless you change and become like little children,
他说断不得进天国，
you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子里，
Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child,
他在天国里就是最大的。
is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
在国度里面，这个大小的观念和我们今天所看见的大小观念是完全不一样的。
Therefore, you see, the idea of being the greatest in his kingdom is so different from the idea we have in this world.
门徒他们可能觉得什么样子才是叫做大的。
In the disciples' mind, they may have a different picture about what's the greatest.
那主所知道的大，他是说要谦卑像这个小孩子的。
And but for Jesus, in order to be great, you have to humble yourself like a child.
所以这个大小在主的里面跟门徒的看法是完全不一样的。
It is totally opposite understanding in both of their minds.
很多时候我们看见法律赛人，他们讲到这所谓高位，这个什么低位，跟主所认识的也是完全不一样的。
Same way in the minds of Pharisees, what they regard as high or low is different from what Jesus regarded.
世界的道路和我们神儿女的道路就是完全不一样的。
The worldly way is opposite to the children of God's way.
神的尊贵只能显于卑微。
The honor of our Jesus Christ can only be revealed through humbleness.
所以在人当中的显扬不能来彰显主的荣耀。
Therefore, to be praised and be known among men cannot glorify God.
所以主说若有人要跟从我，就要背起他的十字架来跟从我。
That's why Jesus said, for those who want to follow me, take up your cross and follow me.
只有十字架地位的道路叫主真正得着荣耀。
Only through the humble way of the cross our Lord can be glorified.
所以保罗他讲说他不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
That's why Paul says I know nothing else but Christ crucified.
保罗是大有学问的人。
Paul was a very learned man.
但他说他是使徒中他是最小的。
But he said I am the least among all apostles.
他说我罪人中我是一个罪魁。
And among sinners I am the chief sinner.
保罗从来没有高举他的学问。
He never exalted himself because of his knowledge.
我想过去他有很多可以夸耀的。
I believe.Before he knew the Lord, he could boast about himself many ways.
当他遇见了主以后，
But after he met with the Lord,
他也只能夸他的软弱。
The only thing he could boast was his weaknesses.
因为主的生命在他的身上。
Because he has received the life of the Lord.
今天保罗的伟大。
And the greatness that Paul has.
不是他做了多少丰功伟业。
Does not lie within his achievements.
他的伟大在于主的生命从保罗身上显出来了。
His greatness comes out the manifestation of the Jesus life through him.
他不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He said, I know nothing else but Christ him crucified.
他没有什么高言大志。
He did not say big words.
他没有什么委婉的言语。
He wasn't eloquent.
他觉得又软弱又战兢。
He said, I'm trembling and I'm weak.
因为他传的是这个十字架。
Because I preach nothing but the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，只有卑微谦卑，这是一条蒙福的路。
Brothers and sisters, this is a blessed way to humble ourselves.
主叫我们那么清楚看见。
And the Lord shows us clearly in His words.
若我们不能谦卑回转，像这个小孩子的样子。
If we cannot humble ourselves and turn back just like a little child.
我们没有办法进国度。
He said, "You will never enter into His kingdom."
我们没有办法进天国。
You will never able to enter into His heavenly kingdom.
今天还不是讲到天国里面大小的问题。
We're not talking about whether you're going to be great or small.In His kingdom.
今天我们进都进不去。
We can't even get in.
所以主在这里，他要让我们认识。
So Jesus wants to point it out.
这是一条道路。
This is the way.
是要我们每一个人都能够走过去的。
Everyone has to be able to walk on this way.
我们要谦卑，像一个小孩子的样子。
Humble ourselves just like that of a child.
我们最后来读马太福音二十章。
Lastly, let's read Matthew chapter 20.
我们从二十五节读到二十八节。
Verses 25 to 28.
耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。在这段圣经之前，他讲到说，为什么主叫他们来呢？
And why did Jesus gather them?
他讲到西比泰儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来。
It talks about there were two disciples and their mom. They came to Jesus.
那这两个儿子就是雅各和约翰。
And these two disciples, there are John and James.
那他们来拜耶稣，这个母亲。的心是很好的，他们来求一件事情。
Their mom brought them to Jesus with a good motivation.
那耶稣说，你要什么呢？
So Jesus says, what do you want?
那这个母亲她向主有一个请求。
And this mother of these two disciples had this request.
她说，愿我这两个儿子在你的国度里面。
May these two sons of mine, when they go into your kingdom,
一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
When you sit down, one will sit at your left, and the other one will sit at your right.
这个母亲好像觉得说主马上就要做王了。
Because this mom thought, you know, Jesus is going to be king soon.
左右大臣非我两个儿子莫属。
It better be my two sons who sit next right to him.
最靠近这个君王的。
The closest to the king.
一个在右边，一个在左边。
One at the left hand side, one at the right hand side.
那耶稣怎么回答说
？And what did Jesus say to her request?
主说你们不知道所求的是什么。
So he said, you don't know what you're asking for.
因为他们不认识这条达到荣耀的道路。
Because they had no idea the way to reach Jesus' glory.
是的，主耶稣他要做王。
Yes, Jesus is going to become the king soon.
他要把所有的权柄都要夺回来。
And he's going to regain all the lordship.
但是主必须经过十字架的道路。
But he does it through the way of the cross.
所以主说，我将要喝的杯。
He said, "The cup I'm going to drink."
你们能喝吗
？You cannot drink.
他们说，我们能。
They said, "Yes, we can."
他们不晓得他们在说什么。
Because they had no idea what they were talking about.
主在这里告诉他们
And then Jesus told them
把他们叫了来
And he gathered the rest of the group
你们知道外邦人有君王治理他们
He said you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them
有大臣超权管束他们
And their high officials exercised authority over them
下面说只是在你们中间不可以这样
Not so with you
你们中间谁愿为大
Instead, whoever wants to become great among you
就必做你们的用人
must be your servant
谁愿为首
and whoever wants to be first
做你们的仆人
must be your slave
当我在读这段圣经的时候
when I read the passage here
我突然有一个感受
I suddenly felt this
今天坐在主耶稣的左右两边
those who are going to sit right next to Jesus
是与主最靠近的人
those who are the one who were closest to the Lord
是能够最接近主的人
who were the nearest to the Lord
但是从主下面告诉我们的话
and from what the Lord told us here
让我们看见一条道路
we see there is a way to do that
什么样的人才有可能那么的靠近主
who can be the one that's closest to the Lord
主把这个原则告诉我们
the Lord told us those principles
谁愿为大
He said, whoever wants to become great among you
就必做你们的用人
must be your servant
谁愿为首
whoever wants to be the first
就必做你们的仆人
must be your slave
也就讲说这个观念可能跟世界上人的观念是完全不一样的
He said, this is a totally different idea this world is teaching
但是只有谦卑的人
only people that are humble
是能够靠近主最近的人
can come to the closest to the Lord
因为主的生命就是这样
Because that's the kind of life our Lord has
一个在骄傲里面高抬自己的人
For people, they are lifting themselves in their pride
他会发现他没有办法来靠近主
They discover that there's no way they can come close to the Lord
因为这跟主的生命太不一样了
Because that life is so different from that of the Lord
一些站在高位上觉得人人都应该来服侍我
When we stand at the high position, we feel everybody's supposed to come and serve me
但是主不在这里
But you don't find the Lord there
说人子来不是要受人的服侍
He said the Son of Man did not come to serve, to be served.
乃是要服侍人。
But to serve.
主来，他是要来服侍人。
The Lord has come to serve.
他不是要来受人的服侍。
He's not come to be served.
这位万王之王，万主之主。
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
他说他是来服侍人。
He tells us that he has come to serve.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们能够有机会来服侍。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we have a chance to serve,
这实在是主给我们何等大的恩典。
Consider a great grace from the Lord.
叫我们能够来服侍这位万王。王之王，万主之主。
That as we are able to come to serve this King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
每一样服事都是宝贵的。
Every kind of service is precious.
在神的家里面，每一样服事都是重要的。
In the house of God, every kind of service is important.
都是属灵的。
Every kind of service is spiritual.
神家里面的服事真的是那个大小的观念，可能跟我们天然人也是不一样的。
And we may, in the house of God, the concept of being great or small, so different from our natural concept.
我想服事爱宴的比讲到的大多了。
Therefore, those who serve at love feast is greater than those who speak.
扫地的真的比很多的服事要大多了。
Those who sweep the floor is greater than a lot of other kinds of services.
因为在国度的里面，这个大小观念跟我们今天想的是完全不一样的。
Because in the kingdom of God, the concept of being great is so different from our natural concept.
没有什么在这个大小里面，只有在生命里面才是对的。
It's only done right if we do it through the life of Jesus Christ.
每一个服事都是宝贵的。
Every kind of service is precious in His house.
很多时候，当我们从主接受一个服事
，and many times when we receive a service opportunity from the Lord,
我们真的从心的里面感谢主。
We should thank Him from the depth of our heart for the opportunity.
能够有这个机会来服事。
Thank you, Lord, for giving me the chance to serve you.
我记得我。在初中的时候得救不是很久。
When I was in junior high, that's the time I just got saved.
那个教会的牧师叫我帮他写周报。
And the pastor of the church asked me to write this newsletter for him.
就是用钢板刻啊。
And at that time we had to work on this hard surface to be printed.
那时候真的觉得荣幸的不得了。
And I thought that was such a great honor.
刻钢板啊。
Wow, what a great honor to do this for the Lord.
后来扫地啊。
And later on, he asked me to sweep the floor.
后来一个神学人带着我每一个礼拜六去看望。
And that another time, this a student brought me to visit different households on Saturdays.
那时候我们在一个小镇的里面，我们就是走路去看望。
And we live on a small village, so we could just walk around and visit many houses.
觉得真的是荣幸呢。
I felt, wow, it's such an honor.
我们能够服侍我们的神。
That we can serve our God.
今天在这里他这样说，主来不是要受人的服侍。
Here says the Son of Man did not come to be served.
乃是要服侍人。
But to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
主实在是盼望我们，他就是这样的一位神。
The Lord wants us to see that he is that kind of person.
那样的地位。
He is willing to be humble.
那样的服侍众人。
He is willing to serve many.
只有他愿意服下来为门徒们洗脚。
And he is willing to bow his, lower himself.To wash the feet of his disciples.
当他知道说神已经把所有的权柄都已经交给他了。
He did that right after he realized that God has put all authority in his hand.
他就跪下来为门徒们洗脚。
After knowing that, he lowered himself and washed the feet of his disciples.
在卑微当中，他能够彰显神的全能。
He was able to reveal the power of God in his humbleness.
在卑微当中显出神的尊贵来。
And in his lowliness, he was able to reveal God's glory.
实在是我们所羡慕的。
And we really envy the way that he was walking.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
God opposes the proud.
神赐恩给谦卑的人。
And he gave grace those who are humble.
在波昂有一个贝多芬的纪念馆。
And there was this museum, in memory of Beethoven in Boan.
有一次有一个美国的学生学钢琴的去参观这个博物馆。
There was this pianist, pianist from America came to visit this museum.
那他看见一个钢琴，那个管理员就跟他介绍，这是贝多芬他在作曲的时候，他常常坐在这个钢琴上一面弹一面作曲的。
In the museum there was this piano, so the keeper of the museum told the students, you know, this is where Beethoven used to compose many wonderful songs.
那这个学生就想尽办法说服这个管理员，让他能够弹一曲。
So this American pianist tried to persuade the keeper let her play on this piano.
最好像还给了不少小费，最后。终于他能够坐上去弹一下。
After giving enough tips, and so that she finally get to sit at by the piano and play it for a while.
好像他弹了一个叫什么 Moonlight 的 Sonata, whatever.
play something nice, whatever.
那他弹完了以后。
And after she finished playing,
他就跟这个管理员讲。
She told the keeper.
他说啊，我相信啊，每一个伟大的弹钢琴的都盼望能够在这里弹一曲。
She said, you know, I think all the greatest pianists in this world would like to sit at by this piano and play.
那这个管理员就跟他讲，哎，前一个礼拜才有一个人来过。
And the keeper told her, you know, just last week someone visited this museum.
他叫什么 ？Pedaruski.
What was his name again? Pedaruski.
他是波兰一个最有名的一个钢琴家。
He was the most famous pianist in Poland.
世界出名的。
He was famous.
他说那个人来
，The guy came into the museum that day.
看到这个钢琴
，He saw the piano.
他只讲一句话
，He only made one comment.
他说我不配弹这个钢琴。
She said, I'm not even worthy to play at this piano.
他不配弹这个钢琴。
I'm not worthy to play at this piano.
很多时候我们侍奉主，我们真的觉得我们不配来侍奉他。
Same way when we serve our King, many times we feel that we're not worthy to serve.
我们不配来侍奉。
We are just not worthy.
然后我们摸着属灵的事，我们觉得不配。
When we touch things that spiritual, we feel that we are not worthy to.
我们是何等污秽的人。
Because we are so filthy.
不是我们能，不是我们行。
It's really not us.Who can do it?
什么时候我们觉得主，我们真的是不配。
And whenever we feel, oh Lord, I'm not worthy.
你说主，我们在这里。
But we say, we are here though.
求你得着我们。
We pray that you would just use us.
在众人的面前，愿意我们成为做一个用人，做一个仆人。
May we become servants or slaves to many.
我们说我们是一个不配的用人。
And confessing that we are not worthy.
求主得着我们。
Lord, may you use us.
好吧，我们再来唱诗歌395首。
Let's sing the song one more time, 395.
愿这首诗歌成为我们的祷告。
May this song become our prayer.
哦，我愿成为无有。
Oh, to be nothing.
唯在他脚前守候。
Only wait at your feet.
愿我器皿破碎倒空。
A broken and emptied vessel.
好适合我主来使用。
For the master's use made meet.
Oh, 我愿成为无有，唯在他脚前守候，愿我器皿破碎倒空。 主来占有，祷告的充满我
在所